Proclamation number 6697 of 25th of November, 1956. Power effects of the divine word. Dead or awakened. The strength which flows to you with my word will always enable you to carry out works of love, for if my word is conveyed to you, you will be illuminated by my love. Only you must open yourselves, i.e., fully consciously accept my word, with heart and mind. Thus think about it and let it have an effect on you. Then you will also be driven by my word to live it out, and then you will also be active in love. But I am now only talking about the living address to you. I am not talking about the words which are only spoken by a preacher's mouth as learned knowledge which is indeed of spiritual content but which can never ever penetrate a person's heart because he lacks the strength with which I have blessed my word. Direct address always first requires living faith in me and the desire to be addressed by me, thus to hear, my ward. Then the heart is also opened and then the person will also be addressed by me myself, even if a dead proclaimer of my word speaks. Then I bring this dead word to life in the listener's heart. But if a living representative speaks to people then it is possible that these people, who are previously still dead, are thereby awakened to life because I myself speak to them through the mouth of my servant and because my word has the strength to give life to the previously dead. And thus the word directly conveyed to you has the same effect of strength for those people who read or listen to it with heart and mind, yet for the others it will only remain letters or empty sounds which will fall on their ears and they will not be able to feel anything of an influx of strength. And thus you should be told again and again that you yourselves determine the effect of my word on you, that you must receive everything I tell you with great desire into your heart, that you yourselves determine the abundance of strength which flows towards you. But that my word will never remain without an effect of strength if you desire such. And I want to impart much strength to you. I want to constantly give it to you, and my love for you constantly urges me to address you in order to thereby convey the flow of strength to you which you urgently need. But you have to open yourselves. And if you don't do this of your own free will, then the strength will flow without touching you. Then you will remain dead, then I cannot awaken you to life. For then you will not perform any works of love either, which always prove the supply of strength from me. Therefore I admonish you again and again, immerse yourselves in my word. Want me to speak to you myself, and listen to or read my word in this will, and it will truly make you happy, you will take it to heart and then also live as it is my will. Because I myself inform you of this my will in the word. The word, which comes to you from above, is a great source of strength and again you will be able to convince yourselves of its effective strength, because I will also visibly help anyone who willingly lets himself be addressed by me in every spiritual and earthly adversity. But he is to believe in me and unite with me in this living faith. Then I myself can speak to him and provide him with the abundant strength he needs. And he will always be able to draw this strength from the word, for I am always ready for him if he desires me. Amen.